You asked that exact same question yesterday.
It's just a kicker to get started.
Clear and sunny.
What'd you work on?
Football. We worked on, we had, again, some situational stuff. We did red zone today, some 7-on-7, kind of some different coverage situations and different formations, kind of servicing each other, offense and defense. We did a third and long period in 7-on-7 and had a great back and forth day. Kind of the offense had the upper hand, defense almost 50-50 basis. Really good work day.
Anything in particular stand out?
No.
Every practice is important, but is this week maybe a bit more important just because next week you get into game planning for Nicholls State?
Yeah, and you find out kind of where everybody is mentally, both from kind of just a learning standpoint. This is, at this point, almost everything is in on both sides of the ball, and that stacks up on some guys. And when you're running a play that you're not 100% confident in yourself, and then against a defense maybe you've never run it, you know, against before, that's where there's usually a little bit of separation. But our young guys are battling that pretty well.
What did it mean for you guys to get Coach Cam back out on the field?
Well, it's awesome. It's awesome to just have him around. The guy's just a, you know, icon in so many ways, and it's just amazing. His strength, his smile is as big and proud as it ever was.
Mark, behind you right here real quick. How about Aronis? With all that experience coming back at center, how much does that help the team?
Aronis is awesome. I mean, his mentality, his toughness, his instincts, his awareness, all of the kind of positive things that you'd want in a center, he has. He's a really likable guy, great leader that way too, and so all those guys want to keep him happy.
How about the play of his backup, Carrington Armstrong?
Carrington's been a stud too. Really done some good things throughout fall camp. He's a guy that's had some nagging career kind of, career-long injuries almost, and has just battled his whole life, his whole career here, I guess, not life.
Have you kept this pretty much business-like? You know, up the road, they've had water fights, slip and slides, popsicles. Have you done anything to keep it light, or
we don't allow fun? We talked about that. we don't have fun at any point.
Coach, you guys always go fast, but as the game gets closer, do you want to see Marcus push the pace even more?
Definitely. You know, I think, and again, that going back to the other question about just where we are in camp on both sides of the ball from a learning standpoint, here's where the leaders really lead and get guys lined up. And if it's a young guy that's kind of caught betwixt, you know, whatever, zip and zap in his mind, and he needs to be, you know, running zip, Marcus or any other veteran can really get him going. Marcus had a great day today, too.
How do you like the depth at the guard position?
It's I think that's kind of like, you know, do you have enough money or do you have enough whatever? You always want it to be a little bit better, have a little bit more, have a little bit of everything else. I think our offensive line is practicing okay. You know, it's I'll tell you what, it's tough to tell sometimes. Our defensive line is fantastic. And there were a couple times today where both sides, the defensive line got had their number, so to speak. The offensive line came back later and had a pretty good run on them, so it was good, again, good back and forth.
So are you not satisfied with the way that the offensive line is practicing so well? Is that okay?
See how I said that? No, I said that our defensive line is dominant.
Right.
And I think, offensively, I'm going to be a perfectionist forever. It's hard to play perfect at that position, but we're gonna try to get there.
You got a lot of experienced receivers back, and a lot of guys, kind of B.J. Kelly, some of the redshirt freshmen we haven't seen on the field much. Can you talk about just kind of how some of those younger guys without a lot of playing time are doing in camp?
B.J.'s been up and down a little bit. He's kind of had that dreaded potential label on him of a guy that just runs those kind of track times. You want to see that in every route. And we actually talked about that last night in the team meeting, that he's a guy that shows it in spurts and is capable, and now just do it over and over again. The consistency is just needs to be there. I'm trying to think of who else is in that mold. Chance Allen has done some much better things. Braylon Addison has had a really good fall camp. Real dynamic playmaker. So that group has upped their level of play, and everybody's to join them.
What else would you like to see from BJ? Is it X's and O's or blocking?
Everything, you know, and I don't mean that specifically to him. It's just like anybody else. BJ just hasn't quite put it all together. but he certainly can. There's nothing holding him back. He's got all the tools. He's a tough kid. I think he wants to be great. He just those guys that, at some point the light comes on, and I hope he's not a guy that it's the last half of his senior year when you go, wow, where was this guy? But we expect great things from him.